The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you from California's capital, it's the Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Kareem Daniels, and Christiana D. And now, the man, the myth, the mustache. Here's Nate.
Hey, everybody.
Do you still have that?
Is the mustache going to stay then?
Oh, shit. Are you for real? Let me see it again. It's still there?
It's right on my face where it has been.
Well, the microphone's in the way.
Oh, my God. That's like Justin Bieber trying to grow a mustache. Did you see that?
I did, but this is an actual mustache.
It's not. Oh,
yeah, actually, it is. It actually is a mustache.
So it stays.
Are you jealous?
Yeah.
You are not going to give Nate any pussy, so why are you worried about what's on his face?
Yeah. Yeah, what's your problem?
I thought Christiana was going to have my back on this, but she kind of just left me hanging.
He knows how I feel. He knows how I feel about the mustache.
It's a polarizing thing, but it's also very
powerful.
What did
you expect her to say? I'll take one for the scene for you.
You know, with great mustache comes great responsibility.
Well, and the myth and the legend and some bullshit. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It was just funny.
I didn't know. For Labor Day they removed your sense of humor. Coming up on the show today.
It went along with whole can't wear white. That's what it was.
But look at me.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Girl, that's such a faux pause.
Although I wouldn't do white shoes. Some other white stuff is okay, colored ivory maybe.
Winter white.
Is that skirt a pure white or is that more of
No, it's patterned. I mean, it is. Well, it's white, but it's patterned.
Is it a trailer trash white?
On some levels.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't know what constitutes trailer trash white. Where it's like too white.
I don't know.
Like a bleached wife beater.
No, because that shit shouldn't be.
Dirty white girl.
Clean. Yeah, it's like white
with
like stains.
You gotta have a little tinge of yellow in it.
Ew, it's like someone pissed in it. Ew.
All right, coming up on the show today, I'll explain what it was like to go on vacation to Portland. I'll spare the part about the food poisoning. Well, most of that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a parent arrested for cursing in front of her kids. Look out. And
boy, I'm screwed.
I know.
Just put all black people in jail right now.
I don't believe she was black, Kareem. It did happen in South Carolina, though.
Considering this morning on my kids' first day of preschool, I was swearing at the guy in the next lane who was texting and then swerving into my lane.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, motherfucking fuck you, piece of shit, motherfucker. Mommy, why did you say that?
Oh.
That man is being very, very bad.
So. You can say it when you start driving, too.
So when... they call you from preschool.
Right.
Don't be mad.
Yeah. Where did you learn those
words?
But, I will get to the actual story, but I have less of a problem. I mean, I want my kid to be able to know appropriate, inappropriate places to, like, drop the F-bomb. But as long as she... F-bombing is fine. As long as she's not calling people stupid or using the R-word or, like, some actual hurtful word to somebody. It's okay to swear for, like, stub my toe purposes. I concur.
I don't know.
I actually kind of agree with that. I never thought of it that way, but I do agree with that. Because words are very... Yeah, as long as you're not attacking...
If she's going around like, fuck you, little kid on the playground, that's a problem.
That is a problem.
That is a very big problem.
But if it's like, oh, fuck, I hurt myself.
After she falls off the swing or something. Like,
yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know what's up with the world that little kids think the S word is stupid.
Oh, I got sent to the wall when I was in elementary school.
What
for
is
that.
The wall?
Where you literally just stand in front of a wall.
Aww.
If you're it depends how severe your punishment is, because sometimes you have to stare at the wall.
You have to stand and face the wall.
Yeah.
Right.
Other times you can just stand at the wall, but no one can talk to you and just watch everyone else have fun for all of recess. And that's because I called some girl stupid and she snitched on me because she cried like a little bitch. That's what I should have said.
I called a kid a dickhead once in front of the principal, like literally in the principal's office. There was a problem with us and somebody was like writing down what happened in the altercation. I'm like, take this fact down. He is a dickhead.
Nice.
Wow.
And then I got in more trouble, but he was like physically violent with me. So I couldn't figure out why. I mean, he was a dickhead.
Because words hurt, Christian. Words hurt.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
I know you are, but what am I?
He broke the crystal. He broke the crystal necklace my sister gave me for my birthday, And it was the late 80s, so this was a big deal. Like one of those little crystals on a cord.
The fact that you still remember this, I feel like.
Was it direct?
Oh, I remember it a lot. Well, then he pushed me into a fence, like where there was it was like a half a wall and a fence above it. So my arm got jammed underneath the chain link, and I had all these, like, I had a big old scrape.
Oh, you should have punched him in the dick.
I should have punched him in the dick.
I'm going to make my kid a little badass. My coworker, she's pregnant, and I'm just like, I can't wait to raise it. We're not that close, by the way. I just straight up told her to her face, I'm raising your child and I'm dressing him.
I don't know how Justin Bieber. Take that. Yeah, that'd be great.
He's going to be so fly. He's going to be on Kids with Swag, Tumblr.
Nope. Pretty fly for a white guy.
So, Kareem, welcome to the show, sir, officially.
Yay. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Let's, for the people who might not, you've sat in for people in the past, but let's get to know Kareem Daniels just a little bit. Where do you originally hail from?
I am from a small tobacco plantation in North Carolina. Called the Grimes Plantation. I can't. Y'all think I'm lying. I'll show you the picture with the sign.
No, I'm not.
That's the best, but that's why I think it's so, I'm laughing, is because I know you're not lying.
It's funny because it's sad and true.
Yes.
At what age did you escape the plantation?
Oh, my God.
Let me see. I ran. Well, they kicked us off the plantation when I was 15. That's when they brought the Mexican immigrants in.
Okay.
Sorry, man.
To take our place.
Wait, I could be from the same plantation.
That's true.
That is true.
Way to go.
No, actually, we're West Coast Mexicans, but
anyway. Yes.
So that makes everything okay.
Yeah.
But I came to Sacramento when I was 19 after I joined the Air Force.
Okay, I was wondering what brings people to Sacramento.
Yes. Uncle Sam said, you're going to California. I was like, if I can get out of this shithole, I'm happy to go.
It sounds delightful.
This is an upgrade.
Yes. Hey, I didn't have running water till I was 14. This is an upgrade.
Shit. How'd you?
We had an outhouse.
It's a hole in the ground with a building over it.
So did my husband's like grandmother, actually, I think had an outhouse pretty much for a long time.
So, and like, how'd you shower out of a bucket?
Yeah.
That's how my dad used to do it.
And then we had a pump on the back porch.
So, how would you, did you have a well?
I guess, yeah.
So, that's where you drink your water.
Right.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of people still drink
Water. Let's see. Yeah, our pump was on the back porch. You were really big time if your pump was actually in your kitchen.
That is the best place to have it, yeah. Because then you can put it right in the sink. You don't have to carry it in. If you don't have to carry your water and you have a pipe for that, then you are big time.
Yes. Wait, how is well water clean?
It's not. Nothing's been put in there. Nothing. It's in the ground.
Yeah.
It hasn't been contaminated.
Well, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky, yeah. We were lucky.
Wait, I like don't understand, though, because it doesn't.
We probably got more from the rusty pump, more contamination from the rusty pump than we did from the water.
Yeah, you normally get it from your pipes coming into your house. I grew up on well water too, because I grew up on a farm in Vermont. Now we didn't have the hand pump; we actually had the modern conveniences of the regular running water. But my mom, when she was growing up, they didn't have that either.
Yeah. Actually, we moved into a house that had running water, but it didn't have a indoor bathroom, so you still had to go outside for that.
Well, it just wakes you up in the middle of the night. You got to make sure you really want to go.
Yeah. Usually somebody else would wake you up in the middle of the night because they had to go.
It's like being on a plane.
You got to hold a flashlight for them.
Oh, God.
Diana, not down for roughing it.
I wish I was lying.
I can camp and shit.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't camp.
Not for
it's
14
not
years.
Black people don't camp because I grew up that way.
You're like, why would I go back to that?
I didn't grow up that way. I still don't camp because it all sounds terrible. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have no problem going out for hikes and doing that sort of thing, but I want to go back where the running water is and where I can take a shower.
Exactly.
And not like, ooh, I hung a bag of water from the tree, and I'm going to do it here. No. No.
Shower.
No. And you know what? When the zombie apocalypse comes, by the way, that's not a thing. I don't care. I don't care. Come and take me.
Yeah. And see, and I'll be fine when all of that shit comes because it'll be, it's all second nature. I know how to hunt fish, do all that shit. I can gut, skin, anything I need to. And shoot.
That's so, so when the end times come, you know who we want to have around.
That's it.
That's why we've added you to the podcast.
That's yes. Yeah, exactly. That's yeah.
And it's so funny. My friends think I can't do anything because I don't do that stuff now. And I'm like, I already know how to do it.
Is it like
you guys are
bike?
Learning. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, people make the assumption that because you don't go out and do it all the time, that you're like, oh, you don't go out and do this. You don't go out and do that. It's like, I mean, granted, I didn't grow up on the plantation. I grew up on a farm in northern Vermont. There's a lot of stuff I know how to do that I don't do because I'm not a huge fan of it.
Exactly.
But if I had to, I could do things.
Like when I go home, I do some of this stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I want to adopt a rescue greyhound.
Okay.
Oh, because what? They can run really, really fast.
Yes.
They just don't want to. So they're great apartment dogs. Like, you don't have to exercise them every day. They'd rather just sit on a couch. Yeah. It's like me. I could run a lot if I wanted to, but I don't. So, you know.
Yeah. Yes. That
it all makes sense. We got there. So you got to stick with
me,
guys.
We are here on that. You know.
Yeah. Yep.
My friends are like, oh, my girlfriend gets to me like, oh, you don't do anything. I'm like, I know how to do all that stuff. I ran and jumped and did all of that stuff for 40 years.
You know, there's someone yelling at me for part of the time. Well, I mean,
I'm done. Unless I have to. Now, if there's a big dog or some white guy with a gun, I can run pretty fast.
I can
jump over a fence, whatever I need to get away. It's muscle memory.
Mm. I like
remember
it.
That.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still go out and run because I enjoy doing it. But it's one of those things that you have to do because you feel like it or you want to do it.
Yeah. I ran cross country in high school. I know you have to have the desire to do it to do it.
Oh, see, I never did that. I played sports in high school, but running was always that thing you had to do in order to play basketball. Mm. Like, oh, you want to play basketball? There's a lot of running before practice. All right, fine. I'll do it because I want to play basketball.
Yeah.
It was the terrible thing that you had to do the thing that you enjoyed.
It was great though, because when I actually went and played basketball, I ran everybody out of the gym.
Oh, and our team did that too. I mean, we had
you can't keep up.
Yeah, because other basketball teams would practice and they'd just practice in the gym. We would, because the girls had basketball practice first, we would either be running up and down the stairs in the school, or if the snow wasn't too deep, we'd be running laps around the soccer field outside, and then we would come in and run a practice. And most basketball teams weren't doing that, so we were just way better conditioned than everybody. So, we were running, you know, seven people through the thing, and they were on, like, their 12th guy because they were just gassed.
Yeah.
So, that's it.
But, you know, she played a stationary sport, so.
Fuck off. That was not stationary.
Was the ball moving when you hit it?
After you hit it, yes. And then you have to walk fucking 6 miles carrying a 25, 30-pound bag on your back. Fuck y'all.
Unless you had a caddy.
Exactly.
No, well, okay. Still, does not matter if you have the caddy or not. You know what? We're not talking about this.
Diana and her indoor plumbing and her stationary sports.
Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'll take whatever victory I can get because you guys admitted it was a sport. So
yeah, it's a sport.
I'll take that. Next time when I have more energy.
It's baseball. It's baseball without the running.
No, it's not. In baseball, the ball's moving. You got to hit a moving ball.
It's harder to hit a ball that doesn't move than it is.
No, it is not.
Have you been golfing?
Okay, let me explain this to you. When you start playing baseball, they start the little kids that are 4, 5, 6 years old in something called T-ball, where they put the ball on a tee. You're familiar with putting
it's
a ball
so
on a tee,
boring.
Right?
Boring. It's the boringest sport you can watch.
It is.
It's terrible. Yeah.
It is. They're terrible. But
it's like stationary pinata.
It's it's like elevated golf because
it's not like elevated golf because you don't have to hit it to a specific fucking target. You just have to get it out in front of you and then run. That's a primal.
Hey, you guys
want to
do football golf sometime? That sounds like fun.
Like
that's a thing now.
Foot golf, right?
Yeah, foot golf.
No, it's hella fun. Yeah, I haven't done it yet.
Listen, this whole thing.
They go from disc golf to football golf?
Like soccer golf.
Soccer golf.
She says football because she's like married to an English.
Yeah. Well, it's called foot golf.
It's called
foot added
golf.
The word ball inadvertently.
Okay.
Dude, your cat is on. It's on one, dude.
Yeah, the tapping you're hearing is my cat Ace running in here and then jumping, and his tail's hitting Christiana's mic stand as he jumps on top
of
her
body.
Fridge.
That he body slammed the shit out of that.
That was nearly. I have a big.
Oh, here goes. Ah!
Why?
I got. It's faded now, but I had yesterday. Okay, no. Labor Day, as we're.
Yes.
Showed weird time. I went to visit my friend in the Bay Area, and they have a very cute, I will say, very cute sort of pit mix.
Okay.
Little short guy, like little close to the ground, and he jumped at one point. I mean, dogs do, it's fine, but had sharp claws and like dragged them down the length of my leg. Mm. And so I had to do that like, ah, puppy, that's nice. It was a long drive. I'm going to go to the bathroom now.
Ouch.
So it was shades of that as your cat's running at me. I'm like, please,
puppy.
No more.
Well,
no more.
There hasn't been any contact yet.
Yet.
That's true. Speaking of animals, have you guys heard about the CEO of Centerplate, Desmond Haig? There was elevator footage of him basically kicking and choking a small dog. It came out about a week ago. Now, originally, the company came out and said, well, we're going to fine him $100,000 and make him do some community service. Well, a week later, and 190,000 signatures on petitions at change.org later, he has resigned.
What kind of dog was he?
I'm not sure exactly. It wasn't even his dog either.
It's sad.
It was like he was dog sitting.
Does that make better? Or worse?
Terrible dog sitter. They're not saying it. The British Columbia SPCA has launched an investigation and forwarded charges to the Crown over the surveillance video that allegedly shows him kicking a dog several times and hauling it by its leash. Now, back in
that's because if you kick me, I want to go with you too.
Right, exactly. So lots of signatures. Now, Centerplate, I'd never heard of Centerplate before. But basically what they do is they provide concessions to large sporting venues like Levi's Stadium and AT&T Park. So with football season starting, I'm guessing there was a little bit of pressure to get that guy out because there were a lot of people going, look, if I go to the game, I'm not getting any food. I'm just not going to buy anything from these people.
Will they sneak their shit in?
Well, you just eat before you go to the game. You can bring in water. And
they still have that thing where like women are only allowed to bring clear plastic purses. They can't bring regular purses to NFL games.
I don't know. Everything keeps changing with NFL games.
Because I thought that was like a complaint when they did the practice game. They did the soccer game there.
Yeah.
That women were sent back to their cars even though it wasn't an NFL game because they didn't have their clear bags. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
How am I supposed to discreetly have my tampons with me?
I was going
to
say, they should just have a whole bunch of like sanitary, like tampons, pads, like whatever.
I would just like fling it out as they're pulling a thing.
Make that shit
hold
right.
Hold this.
You
hold
this.
Go.
But
tampons for everybody.
I was out. Now I wasn't really planning on going to Levi's Stadium this year because I knew it was going to be expensive, and NFL is way better on TV anyway.
You can just go take a tour.
There's that. But I went on the website because I'm like, oh, let's see how much they're charging for tickets. And you go to single game tickets and they want you to sign up for like this 49er faithful club. It's the best way to buy single game tickets. And I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm not signing up for your mailing list bullshit club to buy a single game ticket, which you're going to charge me way too much for anyway.
I always have a junk email for that kind of shit.
It doesn't matter. I just don't like to. I don't want to deal with it. If I'm going to buy tickets and give you money to go to your event, I shouldn't have to jump through hoops to do it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you should, because that's how it fucking works, Nate.
What?
I don't know. I think I'm just mad
about
stationary sport. I think I'm still holding that little resentment.
All right. Well, we have a good news update for everybody. We talked a little bit a few weeks ago about the man with a 100-pound scrotum. Well, he's raised his $28,000 to have it removed. He said, I haven't had marital relations in 7 years. My life is on the line, and losing my penis is on the line.
I would have gave him money just for that.
Exactly. Well,
what's a scrotum?
It's a ball sack. It's the place where men keep their testicles.
That's what the scrotum. I keep hearing scrotum, and I actually never knew what it was, mainly because I didn't care. And 100. Wow. What kind of pants did he wear?
Sweat pants. Well, when he was in his late 20s, he noticed his scrotum was swelling to an abnormal size. After doctors told him to simply lose weight, he dropped 50 pounds, but his scrotum kept growing. A decade later, he was 39.
Scrotum found it.
He can only move 40 feet at a time and is the unwanted center of attention whenever he leaves the house. He said, I haven't had marital relations in 7 years. He suffers from scrotal lymphedema, which is a rare condition.
That was 25 pounds of it. That he hasn't had sex in 7 years.
You are cold.
Wait, is it because he was fat? I'm not understanding this. Because the other guy died because he couldn't lose the weight. So this guy had to lose weight before?
You need to talk into the microphone because one can hear you outside.
Oh, sorry. I thought I wasn't in the microphone. So I don't get it. So is this guy like really overweight?
No, they thought he was overweight and told him to lose weight and that would happen. But that wasn't the problem.
The problem was he had lymphedema, which is a problem with his lymph nodes and lymph glands in that area. He wears sweatpants, and basically it's a bad looking thing. But he's raised the money to get treatment, so good for him.
Because the other guy died.
Well, after getting the surgery, and there were other complications.
Because he said he couldn't lose the weight, so that's why I was wondering if he was just a bigger dude.
He is a little bit bigger dude, but I mean when you have health problems, that can contribute to other things
too.
So it's not just, oh, you're fat, that's your problem. No. Sometimes you have a lot of problems which contribute to you putting on weight and keeping on weight.
I really wish I didn't just Google the guy's last name and scrotum.
The guy's last name and scrotum.
Well, it showed up. That shit is huge.
Yeah, it's 100 pounds. That's like an Asian girl.
That is the size. That is actually.
He's dragging an Asian girl around behind his cock.
That was the size of my ex. Actually, his scrotum is bigger than my ex.
Yeah. Imagine. Now, picture that.
Is that the first scrotum you've ever seen?
What? Yeah. I mean, knowing what it is, yeah. I've seen a scrotum before. Have I? I was drunk. I don't remember. I'm pulling a CeeLo Green here.
Oh, CeeLo
Green. Finding out some new stuff.
This is so crazy.
Oh. You know what else is crazy? Bacon. It's everybody loves bacon, right? Except now that we don't have any vegans on the show.
Yeah. We should just sit here just eating meat on sticks now.
Can we do that? Well, back in my home state, a love of bacon caused a firestorm.
Sneakers Bistro thought it was making the right move when it took down what was supposed to be a funny sign that said, yield for bacon. A woman had said the sign offended her, so Sneakers in Winooski pulled it down.
To which I say, fuck you, lady.
Wait, how would it offend her?
Oh.
We'll keep going. I'll just wait and see.
But a lot of people are angry the restaurant did that after one complaint and took that anger to the web. WPT's Hannah McDonald is on the story tonight and live in the newsroom for us. Hannah, people not too happy tonight.
Yes, Steph. Well, Sneakers Bistro is getting more web traffic than ever after it took down a sign in response to that one complaint online. But now with the help of a public relations firm, they're hoping on pushing ahead. Sneakers Bistro in Winooski is suddenly at the center of an online firestorm. It started when the restaurant decided to remove a sign reading, Yield for Bacon. A woman had posted on an online forum that as a vegan and member of a Muslim household, she was personally offended by it. The restaurant thought taking the sign down was the best move. But now a public relations firm is stepping in to help the restaurant deal with a social media onslaught that began after the sign's removal.
Primarily, we've just been kind of discussing strategy.
Basically, people going, stop caving to Muslim demands.
Yeah, was that why they're so mad? Because that doesn't make sense. It sounds like a stupid thing to be mad over. It's just a stupid reason to put down a sign, because it's your sign. Do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, they, listen, in parts of Vermont, people are very sensitive to other people. So when one person said, listen, your sign personally offends me, they took down the sign. However, there were a lot of other people that got really offended that they just took down the sign because it was a funny sign. Just said yield for bacon.
But you don't get mad at the store. Who gives a shit? Your life was complete before they put the sign up. Your life is complete after they took the sign down. Get the fuck over. If the store decided, oh, I don't want to offend somebody, and decided that it was, I mean, who gives a shit? Who,
my question
seriously,
is that,
who gives a shit?
If you're a vegetarian and a Muslim, you don't even eat there. So why is it your fucking issue?
Yield for bacon, for some reason, that doesn't even, like, I maybe I'm being not as sensitive, but, like, I don't see how that sign is offensive in the first place.
Yeah, and that, I think that's what a lot of people got upset about.
But
it's
then
like,
the business made a great move. They're like, all right, if it's going to bring anyone upset, if there's, you know, we're taught in class that if one kid has a question, five other kids have the same question, just only one was brave enough to raise. In this case,
oh, that's not
was,
even remotely true.
Okay, you know what? That's who gives a fuck? But the
what
purpose,
sort of liberal institution did you go to?
Public school, you asshole.
In what state?
Yeah,
California.
Okay, there you
go. There you go.
Anyway, the point being is that my point is that I think this whole thing just is snowballing into a really fucked up situation. It's unnecessary, and now a business is hurting. Now a business is scared to do anything.
They've hired a PR firm.
People forget that your rights don't infringe on other people's rights. So as long as I'm not doing anything to fuck with you, like to stop you from doing, making money or whatever, everything else goes.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand. The sign didn't say fuck vegans. Fuck. No. It didn't say anything. It just said you for bacon.
Yeah.
It just said you, like, what the fuck? I don't even like bacon. And that sign, like, what am I supposed to be? I don't like bacon. So for you to tell me what to do for it is just, I'm offended.
Yes. And if she actually had some bacon, she probably would like it.
Mm, it's possible.
But now people are mad at the store for taking the sign down, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So this whole thing
that's
is just
extra stupid to me.
Right?
Like, yeah. Who you're?
Is it?
The business gets to do what the business wants to do, and I don't see. I mean, so what?
And I bet you there's people that are not even from the town that don't even know where to.
Oh yeah.
It's just, oh, of course. Yeah. This is one of those things. I guarantee that showed up on Fox News, and people got very upset about it. I don't care one way or another. I've not been to Sneakers. It's a pain in the ass to park there. I know exactly where it is.
Is it local?
It's in Vermont.
Oh,
no, it's not.
His hometown.
What, yeah, no, that's why I was confused. I was like, "What do you mean?"
But
he probably supplied the bacon.
A lot of people get really upset, and I kind of get it. I mean, I don't get why you're that upset about it, but I get why you're upset that. One person, we've gotten to the point where one person has an issue, and now suddenly we're going to change everything that we're doing.
And I bet you the person wasn't even Muslim or vegan. It was probably somebody just trolling on the internet.
Well, that's possible, too. Yeah. But
fuck trolls.
Yeah.
Fuck trolls.
It's true. Yes.
I have my own personal problem with trolls.
Speaking of people who fuck them, have you guys heard of the knee defender?
Yes,
it's a thing that's not actually allowed on any American carriers.
Well, except somebody actually used.
Yeah, somebody brought it, but it's technically not actually allowed on any American carriers.
So here's what happened.
Because this is what happens.
Here's what happened. guy puts the knee defender on the back of the seat in front of him so that the lady in front of him can't recline.
Which is a dick move.
It's a complete dick move. So
that's fucked up.
Yeah. So he puts that up there. She's like, hey. Sky waitress, I can't recline my seat. And she looks and sees this guy has a thing, and she goes, sir, you need to remove that. And he says, no, I'm not going to remove it. Starts to throw a scene. The lady who can't recline her seat then decides to take matters into her own hands. She gets up, turns around, and throws water in his face.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yes. Yeah.
And everybody's an asshole in this story, pretty much.
Okay, so another. So we're doing two stories in a row where everyone's an asshole. Is that?
Yeah. Well, the asshole gets wider, Diana. Get ready, because this meant that there was an incident and the plane got diverted.
Are you You're fucking with me.
I am not fucking with you.
Oh, there was a worse one that happened last night.
This is, but they diverted the plane. Brought the two people off, and then the plane got to Denver. It's like 2 hours late. So everybody got there 2 hours late because they couldn't tell these two people to just sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So
see, this is why we're not allowed to have nice things, society.
Exactly.
Why?
And then last night, a lady reclined while somebody had their head on the tray.
Okay. Oh, no.
And so that caused the issue.
I applaud that person for being that bendy.
Yeah. And yeah. That lady said, let me off the plane. And they pulled the plane over.
Wow. Wow. This is not a fucking. Oh, my God. You got to be fucking with me.
When I will turn this plane right around.
If you guys can't settle down, this plane is going to be.
Okay. Yes.
No one's going to fucking Vegas.
You can't get a carny to stop the fucking tilt-a-whirl for that sort of thing, but they'll land a plane and let you off.
This is...
Oh, my... I can't.
See, they made
I
the
can't.
Mistake of doing this in the first place,
mm-hmm.
and then now everybody's going to be, oh, stop, let me off the plane.
Okay, you know
they'd
what?
Be like, bitch, you better sit your ass down and ride this shit out.
I'm
like turbulence.
Countries. I can't do it this okay.
Like, we'll put you... Look, we'll put your ass in the back of the plane, you switch with somebody back there, and we'll call it a day.
We can't be adults anymore. Society is doomed, you guys. We cannot be adults anymore. We're taught this kind of shit in elementary. Like, I thought it was bad, like, working in retail and picking up people's shit. I'm just like, okay, like, fine. We're not, whatever. You want to treat other people shitty to make yourself feel good.
How our society has always been.
Mm.
No, I feel like it's gotten worse because I've never heard of a story where someone's pulled up. But maybe the opportunity never presented itself. No one actually had the balls to ask or say demand no. that their plane get turned around. We were taught as children, like, do not throw tantrums. That's fucking out of... And now adults, grown-ass people are throwing little tantrums like, turn the plane around. Are you fucking with me right now? Is they fucking pull the plane over? Like, that's like an easy fucking thing to do?
This is...
Dear God, what the fuck is wrong with people?
This has always been our society. It's just that other people never had to could say this shit.
Yeah, well, it used to be everybody would go, sit the fuck down and shut the fuck up.
Yes.
And they would.
But now, nobody says that because we don't want to offend anybody. Here's what I want to do. I want to take out the last row of seats in the plane. They don't recline anyway on both sides. And what you want to do there is you want to have a plexiglass locked booth on each side where you can take people who are a fucking problem and put them in their own little terrarium.
So like we that. Have to make a timeout corner for grown ass. I can't.
Yes,
this
I like that
stupid.
Idea.
Well,
it beats the hell out of landing the plane somewhere.
No, I agree. The problem is the fucking thing that bothers me is that we're supposed to be grown ass people. This is ridiculous. That's beyond ridiculous.
Here's the thing, though. Like, so much more of the world didn't grow up than I ever would have given it credit for. I don't go into details about, like, my day job, but I hear stuff from grown-ass adults all the time that also I've heard in the past week from my, like, four-year-old.
Yes.
It's not fair.
Yes.
It's not fair. But I tried my hardest. But it's not fair. Like, none of these things are things that work for adults. And it really makes me, like, it makes me deeply sad because some of these people that I meet, you know, I don't want to be a psychologist or psychiatrist, but it would have been like a more useful degree for half of what I do because I just want to be like, you're never going to be happy. You're just never going to be happy in life because all you can do is sit there and be like, well, that's not fair. She reclined her seat. He wouldn't let me recline my seat. Like, meh, meh, meh.
And then I'm going to throw
Christ.
Water.
Yeah. My God, grow
really
up.
Do what I want. You know, I just pull this shit over. You bitch, you're not even in first class. If you're in first class, this wouldn't be a fucking problem. Make more money than bitch about it then.
You just got to be cool for like what? Maximum transcontinental flight? Like 5 hours.
Yeah, 5 and a half.
Just fucking keep your shit together for five goddamn hours. Oh, watch some God. Movies. All planes have movies now.
Last night's flight was from New York to...
If you fucking say, like...
Anything
Florida
close.
To Florida. Yeah. New York to Florida.
Yeah, come
That's
on.
Like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
New York to Florida.
Oh, my God. I can't.
They were, like, over North Carolina, so they only had, like, 45 minutes left.
You have to be kidding me.
They could have landed
in
your plantation.
We're almost there. We're almost there. No, I went off now. Ma'am, we're almost there. Like, literally, crossing the border.
Either we put in the terrariums for the bad people, or or we need ejection pods. Where you just put them in the pod and you hit the eject button and they parachute down and someone picks them up in a field somewhere and hauls them off.
I'm so sad. I'm just so sad.
Oh, I'm sorry, Diana.
I just really lost all hope in humanity.
I have shit.
I mean, I lost it a long time ago, but I'm trying this new thing where I'm trying to be optimistic and shit.
How's that working
out? Obviously not very well, because I'm disappointed every fucking time I try this thing.
Remember, I just said I'm a black man from a plantation. I have no faith in humanity.
Yeah, dude, that whole plantation thing, I couldn't touch that. I felt like that was, oh, no, no, no.
All right. Like, did you see the help?
Oh, my God.
Or Amistad? Or 12 Years a Slave?
Damn. I saw a slavery joke.
I saw Friday. Does that count?
Yeah.
I saw Soul Plane. I did. I'm the white guy who saw Soul Plane.
Yeah,
that was me.
That should have ruined humanity for you there, too.
Oh, God.
All right, let's get off the plane. Daniel,
I'm off this plane, you guys.
Danielle Wolfe was not having a good night at the Kroger grocery store in North Augusta, South Carolina, where she...
Kroger!
She moved with her family just a few weeks ago. She says her husband kept squishing the bread in their cart by putting frozen pizzas on top of it, and Wolfe expressed her displeasure at the situation. That's when it got really bad. A fellow shopper approached her and accused her of using the F word in front of her kids. I'm like, when did I say this to my kids? She tells WJBF. I said that to my husband and he was smashing the bread. But somehow the police were called and Wolf ended up getting arrested in the incident on a Sunday.
Who called the police?
It's unclear. Authorities
were called.
The police? The person who called the police need their ass whooped, and the police need their ass whooped for coming out for some bullshit.
If the
like
person
that.
Who called is a person of color, the police probably would just whoop their ass anyway.
Oh,
right.
So
damn.
Shouldn't be too hard to get that accomplished.
Yes.
Now, oh, hashtag dark humor.
Now, according that works on many levels. According to Wolf, the shopper who originally complained didn't actually want Wolf arrested. I didn't harm nobody. I didn't hurt nobody. The lady said she was having a bad day. So because you're having a bad day.
Because a person of color wouldn't have called the police for that.
No.
They would have actually gave her a pat on the back.
I think of all the legitimate kids out there who show plenty of signs of actual abuse.
Yes.
And yet some motherfucker gets ink and plenty of like press hits when they call the cops for like, my kid walked to the park. My kid said a bad word.
Right.
I made my kid say bad words when she was super little because it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
that's
it's
comedy.
Now, the shopper says Wolf used profanity repeatedly, even cursed at her after she approached the family to complain.
But yeah, dude, mind your fucking business. Yeah. She's not saying fuck you to the kid. Like, that's different.
Yeah.
I get that. I understand if you want to step in with that. That's fine. But she's like, the bread's being smashed. And you're just like, dude,
Kroger's are. Look, I used to work in Kroger's. Kroger's is big as fuck. You could have went to the other side of the store and not heard fuck. They have at least 10 lanes. You could have went to lane number 2 to number 8. To get away from her.
There's a lot of things. Okay, she's probably that bitch that would have been like, pull the plane over. She's that hoe. You know what? Fuck this bitch. That bitch should just be arrested for stupidity. And I'm getting more angry because I'm just more sad at society. And people like this. Stories like this. This just makes me sad.
God,
this is stupid.
I can't believe you hurt my delicate ears.
Yeah, I'm personally and deeply offended. The women have since apologized to each other. Now, Wolf still faces disorderly conduct charges as new in court next month. Now, according to Salon, which looked up the city ordinance, disorderly conduct is defined as, quote, riotous conduct of any kind.
Why didn't she complain to the manager of the store or somebody in the store as opposed to calling the police? How is calling the police because somebody cursed their first option?
I do not know. It also can use crying out in a noisy, scandalous, or abusive manner in a public place or uttering while in a state of anger in the presence of another any body, lewd, or obscene words or epithets.
Well, but see, now here's the thing. There's profanity and then there's obscenity, and they are not the same thing. There's a Venn diagram there. And I don't think a kid swearing whatever, that's not obscene.
Well,
if the kid was like, I'm going to fuck you up your fucking ass with a fucking carrot, like that's probably obscene.
Wait, that's
if kinda, the kid was like, oh,
laugh,
fuck,
though. We just
got to
laugh, though.
That's
actually, that might be humor.
It was a baby carrot. All right.
My kid once said, oh, for fuck's sake, in the middle of like Thanksgiving dinner.
She was about child.
18 months old. Because it's funny in British. You said it with a little British accent. I mean, that's adorable.
Well, that makes everything better.
Then it doesn't. It just softens it, you know? You can't take, oh, for fuck's sake, very seriously.
Does your mother-in-law watch your kid?
No, no. No, it's me. It's all me. Rob gets, like, super frustrated when I say stuff.
Oh, because she talks with the British accent. That's why
she talks with the accent, but the bad content. The form is his. The content is mine.
Oh, okay.
You're like, that's
so she's
mine.
A great combination of the two of you.
Exactly.
That is hilarious.
God help her.
All right. Well,
for
I originally had this in small town news, but I moved it because Well, quite frankly, Diana needs a little laugh. this comes to us from Iowa.
Oh God!
It's a video and it shows police in a small Iowa town chasing down a cow that escaped. It was down a sidewalk, some lady was shooting it all with her phone, and she found it quite amusing.
Hello.
So, Kareem, in the car with those ladies or back on the plantation? Which would you pick?
I think I might have to get back on the plantation.
It's like not funny to me, but at the same time, I know if I was in the car with them, I probably would be pissing myself from laughter. I don't know. I feel like it's one of those, like, you should have been there.
Yeah, there was one Holstein cow walking up the street passing businesses, and there were two police cars with their lights. It walked away from somewhere. So basically they just followed the cow out of town instead of trying to capture it. It was basically a police escort out of town for the cow.
Moms really have nothing to do these days, huh? Except for,
well, in some places.
Hashtag dark humor and some other fucking cows and arresting people for cussing.
Or fucking cows.
Fucking cows, too. Yes, fucking cows.
All right, let me see if I can find the button here. I think I can. Maybe I can't. Here it is.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool?
All right, first up in cool or tool, airplane seats, Diana.
Tool, yeah. Unless you're, yeah, tool. Let's go with tool, because I never ride first class.
Kareem?
Reclining?
Nah, and just airplane seats in general.
They're tool.
Christiana?
Tool.
Yeah, they're a tool. They're too narrow. They're too uncomfortable. They suck. All right, up next in cooler tool, fucking language. Fucking language. Kareem?
Cool.
Christiana?
Fine. Cool. Beyond cool. Fucking amazing.
Diana?
Fucking cool.
Yeah, it's hella fucking cool. Yeah, don't have a problem with that. And finally, in cooler tool, laughing at a cow. Laughing at a cow. Christiana?
Laughing at a cow.
Not the laughing cow. Laughing at a cow.
Laughing at a cow. Sure, yeah, why not? I've laughed at some cows.
I don't know if that's fair or not. Green, what say you?
It's cool.
Diana?
I think it's fucking cool. They're having a great time. And on... now I sit down and playing it back in my head. It's kind of funny.
What if that cow is self-conscious about it? That's not right. Could
well, it's
feelings.
The cops. It's the cops chasing the fucking
oh,
cow.
Oh, cops don't have feelings?
You've already called the police on them, so...
Could have been a car full of black women laughing at the cow. That'd be another story. That's right, I went there.
What?
Okay, fine. I'm the only one who can't make race-based. Fine. Fine. The white guy can't make a racial humor. Fine. I get it.
I thought it was funny.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. That's cooler, tool. We all agreed a lot there. Yeah, it happens. All right. So I am back from Portland, a week in Portland, and... I love going to Portland. I really do. And here's why. Everybody is really nice there and, like, friendly and not in a creepy Midwestern way. You know the creepy Midwestern way, right? Where they've got the big smile and they're like, yeah, how you doing? Hey, everybody, how's it going? What's going on? Hey.
This is Portland?
Yeah, Portland.
Yeah, because they're all high, Nate. They're all
high. No, they're not all high. Some of them are high. There's a lot of them that are. There was one dude on the light rail who smelled like he had a giant backpack full of weed. Not in plastic bags. He just threw a bunch of weed in his backpack and
like
went.
You do.
Like you do.
It's Portland. They're all high. I don't know why you're disputing me on that.
Because they're not everybody's high. Some people are just nice.
Yeah, and they're on their way to go get high. Like, that's either they're high or they're on their way to go get high.
I don't know.
That's why I love Portland. Don't get me wrong.
She's just trying to tell you from experience.
Pretty much.
I think people are nice all over the place, like depending on what you expect from them. Well, not to go all Pollyanna, but I didn't deal with like rude people in New York as much as that's their thing. I mean, you can find rude people anywhere.
Yes,
also.
You can. Yes, you can. People in New York tend to make it a point of pride, which is the thing that really fucking irritates me.
Yes.
Hey, it's a point of pride that I'm an asshole.
Well, they talk like that, but I don't know if that actually
translates
into action.
Yeah, they do. It does.
Well, I think it's like your sense of humor. If you're very blunt. Like, I'm sure people in California would call you rude or asshole because you're very blunt and you're very firm in your opinion. You know what I'm saying?
People in California are pretty fake.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're not fake, like, that's what I noticed from East Coast people. They're very firm in their opinion. Sometimes it's wrong, which makes them look stupid. But not all of them. But you know what I'm saying? They're very blunt. They're firm in their opinion. And so they're strong-minded. So people, we see that. Not we, but, like, I can see where, you know, West Coast people see that. It's like, oh, they're rude and stuff. But I had no problem. Everyone thinks I'm fucking rude here, so that's probably why I don't have a problem over there.
Oh, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying I'm just saying people in Portland are nice. They're very nice.
No, I'm not talking about Portland. It's the whole relativity thing, right? Isn't that what? Did I just make this whole conversation up in my head?
I think so. I think you did.
Shit.
The other thing I dig about Portland is you go into the different neighborhoods, and I was in Northwest Portland, and it felt a lot like Midtown Sacramento is trying to be, like just sort of neighborhoods and restaurants and bars and
that is what we are. So what about us trying hasn't been successful enough for you?
Way too many posers. I live in Midtown.
I have lived in Midtown as well.
No, but I live here now.
I've lived here for three years. What does posers mean?
It's people.
Is it
who,
people with mustaches?
No, those
and fancy bicycles. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Nate, she was just waiting for that. She set you up. True. And you walked in
like on a tee, if you will.
I was on your side, Christiana. Was on your side.
No, you set it up like on a tee.
Yeah,
because it's a stationary sport to make fun of Nate.
I'm not even mad. It was that good.
Oh. Good for you.
Thank you, Christian Bell.
Thank you. I will applaud that. That was really good.
Wait, what t-shirt are you wearing right now?
Oh my god!
It's a Just Do It America
sports one. If it was a brewery one, then I'd have to like punch you.
It is not. It's a Just Do It America shirt that
you
I got.
You
just
have a Weed Whacker beer.
Do I? It is Weed Whacker beer.
I just saw the weed and I was like, what is that? And it's Whacker. I was like, oh.
From Terminal Gravity Brewing.
But really though, like what is a poser? Why does my microphone not keep moving away?
I don't know.
It's the ghost. The ghost doesn't want me to podcast anymore.
It could be. a poser is someone who isn't genuine about what they're doing.
Scrub
it's someone
is
who's trying way too
rad
hard.
Is also known as a bust up. Sorry, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What's a poser? Just when we're defining archetypes, I always default to what a scrub is.
No, the poser is just somebody who's trying way too hard to be something they're not.
Like a hipster.
Sometimes.
I see what you're talking about, though.
But how are there... But what makes it, like, what... So the people who patronize the businesses and restaurants we have in Midtown aren't authentic diners? Like, what is it that... How does Portland get it right and Sacramento not?
It's sort of like pornography. I'll know it when I see it. There's just a different feeling. There's a different vibe to it.
I think that's just like a foreigner lens. You sort of romanticize shit around there.
No. Have you been to Portland?
I haven't.
You'll get it.
But people say the same thing about like parts of San Francisco or...
Well, San Francisco,
I can find
honestly,
an equal number of people who hate Portland, I'm sure.
No, it's not even... But they hate it for like... they just don't like what it... But you can see that it is... I agree with Nate. It's like a feeling. And the San Francisco didn't used to have that, but it has a lot more because of the whole gentrification and all that. It just seems like they're just trying too hard to make it into something that it really wasn't from the get. Does that make a little more sense?
Not really, because I still want, in terms of Sacramento, an explanation of like why. So our restaurants and stuff just aren't as good as Portland's because Portland is a larger city.
It's just different. And Portland, I don't think Portland's any larger than Sacramento, actually.
It's
different. The downtown is bigger. You've got a lot more skyscrapers. Mm-hmm. And I think the metro area, if you're talking about just strictly Portland downtown compared to Sacramento downtown, that is bigger. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's any bigger. And I'm not saying Sacramento is bad. I mean, that's the other thing. You can compliment somebody and not be taking away from anything else. It's just awesome. And the other thing is, the other reason that I thought it was really cool, and it took me a few days for this to finally sink in, it reminded me of my childhood a little bit, in that the neighborhoods, and not even the trendier neighborhoods, all the neighborhoods have all of these, everything you need to subsist without leaving the neighborhood, mm-hmm. that used to exist, like when I was growing up in the villages in around Vermont, where you could go into the village and there was a grocery store and there was a pharmacy with a soda fountain, and mm-hmm. there was every store that you would need would be there in town. You wouldn't have to leave town. Now in Vermont and in a lot of other places, you need to leave the area where you live to get something. Mm-hmm. You just have to, because it doesn't exist where you are. And in Portland, it sort of is. And the other thing, and you know, great for California for banning plastic bags and all that, but it was really nice to go to Portland. They go, "Do you need a bag?" And I said, "Yeah, I do need a bag." And they whipped out a paper bag, they put my stuff in it, and they said, "Thank you." They didn't go, "Oh, well, that's going to cost you an extra 15 cents. Because in order to get the plastic bag ban put through, they had to kowtow to the grocery people.
Ugh, all of your arguments are invalidated.
Okay,
now.
So okay. that really fucked things up. But
it's no, true. It's just another
their
little
whole,
thing.
Their whole like life, the pace there is a lot slower.
Slower than Sacramento? Jesus Christ.
But it's like more like mellow.
Yeah.
It's like they really are just like real. It's like it's kind of like a Southern hospitality and like the Northwest kind of thing. Like Northwest people are just a lot nicer, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And but like Sacramento's trying to be that, but still be douchebags. I think that's the thing. I think if I have to nail it down, it's like that. Like
you're saying that Sacramento's trying to mask their douchebaggery.
Yeah, with really good restaurants and bars. It's not, those assholes.
It's not with the restaurants and bars. It's the people.
The people
so, like,
that
for
go
example,
to the restaurant
how about I put? How about I put this? I'm not bashing on, like, lowbrow, for instance. Mm-hmm. For instance, I'm not bashing on them. I think you know it's a little overpriced, but they're trying to be something, and that's probably their thing. But then, like, sometimes the people that go there. Mm-hmm. They're like they go there because it's like the hip. It's just a different.
Do you ever go to Lounge on 20? See, if more of our town was Lounge on 20. I totally would be on board with this because that did feel like a horrible place.
Well, I mean,
but what's left there now seems pretty authentically itself.
Well, yeah, it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. I feel like people are just like, they're like, "Oh, we're cool. We drink out of mason jars just to drink out of mason jars." Like other, like if you go, you don't get that feeling in like the Northwest where they drink
out of mason jars because they had them first.
But I don't know. I don't feel like they're like here in Sacramento, they're like pretentious about it. I think that's what the difference is. Over there, they just do it and they just do it. I think like that's what we're getting to now where people are just doing it just to do it as opposed to like having to comment on like, "Oh, I have my recyclable bag. I deserve a gold star." Like there's still some people like that here.
Yeah, I think Sacramento is moving in a good direction overall, but it's not the same. I mean, it just isn't. It's just different.
Go visit Portland. You'll love it.
No, I'm sure I will love it. Like I have loved lots of cities that I have visited and lots of them have good things, but my guess is that, you know, familiarity breeds contempt, right? So the longer you're there, there'll be some change in Portland. Something new will come into fashion. Something will go out, you know, I don't know. Beer will be replaced by homebrewed gin or something.
Oh, they have those
too. And then
you'll
see but I mean, something new will come along and you'll be like, "Man, it didn't, everybody's all into blah, blah, blah now. It didn't used to be like that." And they're posers.
Like in Portlandia where the one character with the beard is like,
"Yeah,
that is so over." Yeah,
that is over.
Yeah.
So romanticized. It gets romanticized. And I think it's not, you know, it's not realistic forever. And there's a good thing. Now, I mean, here's the thing. I hate, I'm not from NorCal. I don't like spend a lot of time defending it and stuff. But Sacramento gets a raw deal. Mm-hmm. And it's like no matter what it does, people find a way to shit on it. And it seems stupid. Like there's some really great things going in town. So why shit on it?
I'm just saying Portland's cool. That's all.
Yeah, but
that they have accomplished what Midtown is trying to do. I didn't say,
but you said Midtown like can't or couldn't or wasn't because it's full of posers.
It is full of posers.
So that's not just saying Portland's great.
They're not authentic.
What does that mean? They're themselves. They're not authentic.
I don't think
they don't mean to eat that bacon. That bacon is a lie. No, I really just like Sacramento. I just feel like there's a lot of people trying to do something because they want to go what's cool and what's hip. Eventually, we're getting to the point where people are just doing them just to do them. Portland's always had that vibe where it's like they kind of just do whatever and things just kind of happen there.
And here's the other thing about Portland. The show Portlandia makes fun of the city. Mm-hmm. And instead of that, and here's how you know they're cool. They go, well, you know, they go, if you talk to people about Portlandia, now there's a few exceptions, but for the most part, people are, the expression about the show is, yeah, they're a little bit over the top, but yeah, we kind of do that.
Right.
We kind of do that. If you did that show about any other place, they'd be like, fuck you. We're not like that.
I don't think that's
true. Fuck you.
True.
That's bullshit.
I don't think that's true.
You just did it when I said that there were posers in Midtown.
But that's not, well, that's
but
not
you
celebrating.
Did.
Yeah, I did do it. But that's not celebrating the quirkiness of like Midtown. That's saying, yeah, nice try, Sacramento, but you're still kind of shit because your people aren't authentic. Your establishments aren't authentic.
Well,
you're aiming to be something
else. You're just making my point.
Wait. I thought I said earlier that there are a lot of people in Sacramento are fake.
Yeah.
I thought we established that point.
No, I don't think we established it.
I thought we did.
All I'm saying is there's as many fake people in Portland. You just don't run into them when you're a tourist on vacation and you're wearing your vacation goggles.
When I was in tech school and I told someone that I was getting stationed here, that was the first thing that she told me about Sacramento, was that the people were fake and they weren't nice. And then I got here. And you realize that a lot of people here, they say that they're your friend or act like they're your friend. And then once you leave, then you find out it's a different thing.
Well, that happens. I mean, what is that? That happens in a lot of places.
Yeah,
is that
like
a Sacramento thing?
It's
something in the water?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think people from Sacramento are perfectly nice for the most part. They're
nice to your face, yes.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
I mean, if I don't see you doing it and you're not causing me any harm, whatever, I can't worry about all that nonsense. I just can't.
Exactly.
I ain't got time to
worry
about that
nonsense.
They're nice
to your face and they pull out their knee savers.
Exactly.
That's right.
Like everyone
they call
dated.
The police when you cush in the store.
All right, let's just launch into some Florida stories for you without any music because it's time for Florida Corner.
There's a place we can all shit on, right?
Yep,
exactly.
St. Petersburg police recently arrested a prowler who they say tried to fight a fire hydrant before he was taken into custody. That's right, he tried to fight a fire hydrant. Well, Jeffrey Paul McKenna, who's 34, was seen peeking into windows of homes in St. Petersburg back in August. Police were called, and when they arrived, McKenna told them he was looking for Tony, and then he wanted to go with the backup officer and smoke and be back in 20 minutes. That's what the officer wrote in the report anyway, saying he was acting like he was going to fight the fire hydrant in front of him prior to being taken into custody. The report does not include or indicate if McKenna or the fire hydrant landed any blows. I don't know why you would want to... What'd that fire hydrant do to you? It's terrible. And this
was some of what he was smoking.
I know, right? I want to fight that fucking midget. Pissed me off. Little red midget. Yellow midget. Anyway, I know midget's a terrible word. But he's talking about a fire hydrant, not a person. So anyway, and on the other side of the state in Jacksonville, authorities rescued a man from a vending machine at a Florida packaging company. Florida Jacksonville TV station Action News Jax has the report. Come on, Internet. You know you want to play it.
609 right now. Jacksonville firefighters say they had to rescue a man from a vending machine. The rescue happened on Thursday on the west side. Fire crews tell us they can't comment on how the man actually became stuck or how they rescued him. So we're working to find out what that man was doing. As soon as we have that information, we will pass it along to you.
That was a great point of a story. This thing happened somehow. So, yeah.
Did he stick a dick in the slot? What?
Unclear. All completely unclear. Welcome
Put
to
your dick in the slot.
Welcome to Florida. It is all very unclear. Thanks to Florida journalists.
Sometimes you just really need a Kit Kat.
It's true. So. Before we move on, if you're going to be doing any of your, let's say, Halloween shopping online at Amazon.com, Halloween's a good place to do your Amazon shopping. Please, we ask that you go through NateDarlingShow.com. There's a Shop Amazon tab right at the top. Go to our site, NateDarlingShow.com, click that, and then shop to your heart's content. It does not cost you anything extra, and it does help support the show. And Amazon's got all of these. Don't stand in line for 45 minutes to 2 hours at the fucking Spirit store. Just go to Amazon, pick out a costume, and have it sent to you. Yeah. I did that 1 year. I went to the fucking Spirit store, and I'm like, I'm going to go to the Spirit store. And I stood in line for 45 fucking minutes, and I felt like an asshole. Don't feel like an asshole. Shop at Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. How's that?
It's good.
All right. Works for me. Sad news also.
Unless you're in Sacramento, in which case you better be getting, don't wear a costume because it's not authentic. You should probably actually murder someone and just wear your bloodied clothes.
You just keep making my point.
Be like a real zombie.
Hey, sad news, radio fans. Bubba the Love Sponge is out at the Bone 102.5.
Is off the air. 102.5, the Bone telling us they are getting rid of Bubba the Love Sponge effective immediately. The station releasing a statement today saying it is redesigning its daily program lineup and appreciates everything Bubba's show has done for the station over the past 6 years. But Bubba did send out a tweet late this afternoon saying this is not a sad day, and he will be able to explain why very soon.
Explode?
He's going to explode. The Bubba the Love Sponge, no longer on there. He is still syndicated in 6 markets, so safe home, Bubba the Love Sponge. God, I love radio. Bubba the Love Sponge.
That would be what comes out of the splooge would come out of the
yeah. I was
sponge.
I thought isn't that like a contraception?
It yes, in the
they even
theme
make
of a famous Seinfeld.
Yeah, I remember that.
I don't know if they make it anymore or not, but yes, it was a contraceptive device.
All right, let's wrap this puppy.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. Go to Oregon for small town news. Headline: Goat found. This is the headline.
They're not posing, Christiana. That's.
Oh, this isn't Portland. This is another part. This is much more rural. Goat found near Tumalo. The Deschutes County Sheriff's Office is looking for the owner of a goat found on Oriole Lane near Tumalo. The goat is black and white and was wearing a collar when it was found. Anyone with information about the goat is asked to contact Lieutenant Darren McMaster at 541-312-6408.
God, I hope you guys wrote the number down.
Has anybody seen my goat? That's my goat.
I have a hot tip on your goat.
Where's my goat?
I have a hot tip on totes my goat.
Shit, was that your goat?
That's my goat. That's my goat.
Your goat? Because it was on the menu. Goat's like really in right now.
If I ever get a goat, I'm going to name it Totes. Just so I can introduce it.
Totes my goat.
Why would we ever have a goat? You know, it reminds me of the fucking
adorable
cow.
Barbecue goat is delicious.
Barbecue anything is delicious.
They mow your lawn. They mow your lawn.
Really? That's why we're having fucking goat.
And fertilize it.
Are we? Okay, you know what? Mentally checked out.
And they make good cheese.
Yeah, goat milk.
Goat cheese is good. I got this. I tried this one with like herbs in it and shit. Herbs.
Sure.
I like you're just like sure.
Mmm. That is good to know, Kareem.
This just in. Someone posted a ridiculous article. That's not true.
How do you know?
Because I know what he's talking about.
No, I know what he's talking about, too.
Because that is disgusting. Because the one time I hooked up with the guy, I was like depressed for a week. I was like, why was I that desperate? Why did I do that? And I didn't even do that.
How old were you?
25.
When you hooked up with him?
Yeah. He was 19. This is awkward.
Okay, see, there you go. Say he's 19.
I hooked up with a 20.
He was 19.
5-year-old.
He didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
No, I was 24 and then I hooked up with it. No, I was 25 and hooked up with a 24-year-old. I've hooked up with two guys.
He still didn't know what he was doing either.
It's true.
That was really bad. The second one was really bad. The first one was more fun.
Yeah, he was trying to bang you into submission.
all of this is just bad. I'm done talking about
this. That's what they do at that age. Don't you know that?
It's like a challenge.
Oh, I guess you didn't know.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I know enough that I don't like that. I know enough that I've tried it and don't like it. It's cool. Like, I'm fine. I just have to disagree with that article.
Like I said, can we delve into the conversation that you and your mother had on the next show?
Yes, we can talk about
because
that.
Because that was hilarious.
Look, I had an 18-year-old the other day tell me that women did like that his girlfriend wasn't into cunnilingus, and I was
that's
like,
a lie.
Yeah,
lie. You're
that's
doing it wrong.
You're doing
exactly.
It very wrong.
That's exactly. That
you're doing lie. It wrong.
Yeah.
Or she has some kind of other issue.
Yeah, and I'm
that could be an emotional issue.
Yeah, it could be an emotional issue.
And I'm not saying that this is the case with you and men because you clearly like what you like, but I'm just saying
that is a possibility. The fuck
that he. You know,
you shouldn't throw
19,
it all dickin' based on bad dickin' is all. That's all you're saying.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Like it could still be, it could still be fun. Who knows?
Right. Well, we can talk about my mom in that case.
That is it.
That'll be coming up on Friday's show. In the meantime, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Wow, that was an adventure, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. all I'm saying is I can lick my eyebrows. That's it.
We'll reveal the secrets to that, too, coming up on the next show. Hey, everybody, have a good Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll see you on Friday with a new show. It's the Five Stair Steps from it's the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack. Everybody loves that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the song.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, baby. All right, have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye. Someday when the world is much brighter. Ooh, child. Things will be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Someday put it together and we'll get it undone. Right.